Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Having trouble getting the lead singer for the band on. Jake's there struggling. You can put Adam on. I'll interview that prick. The manager.
This is kind of I just talked to Adam on my cell phone.
What's Adam's last name?
Well, it's kind of hard to pronounce.
Douchebag
Jones.
He said Jack that off. He goes, I'm talking to him on the other line. He'll call you any second.
No, he's not. He's a liar. He's what you call a man.
Well,
a
what I'm going to do is. Oh.
All right. Mm-hmm. By the way, I love Jake. Its name's hard to pronounce. He just didn't remember it.
He just wasn't going to give it up.
It's Capellini. No, it's not Capellini. It was a Capellini? No, it's not. Adam almost got his ass kicked. Our new rule is, if a guy promises the artist, the manager does, and the artist doesn't show, I want the manager on the phone because I want to talk to him on the air. Because
you want to talk to their manager?
That's right. I want to talk to the manager. That's called going Karen. And I'm like, now I'm going to interview you.
Well, I mean, because he has the best insight to the band.
Well, that's exactly it. That's my new favorite thing. And I'm excited because I love these guys. And, you know, Blackstone is one of those bands that I think is just so underrated in terms of just their pure power. Like, just whiskey, tango, rock and roll, straight out of Kentucky. And a band that plays a lot of shows. You know, they've done a lot of rock fest for us. And, and they toured this entire world. It's just a bunch of guys, you know. And it's crazy. I say a bunch of, I almost said kids, but then I realized, man, they're pushing their 20th year out there. I mean, these guys have been road dogging it for a long, long time, man.
Formed in 2001 in Edmonton, Kentucky, they are a southern rock and roll juggernaut that has received acclaim here in the States and across Europe. The band is Blackstone Cherry. But you can't judge a book. Looking at the cover, you can love someone. Tomorrow night, you can see the band live on stage, Knuckleheads. Please welcome Blackstone Cherry lead vocalist, Chris Robertson.
Chris Robertson, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. How y'all doing?
Really good, brother. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. We were just getting excited about crucifying one of your management teams because we were like, look, it's okay if Chris has to sleep in. That's not a problem, but we're going to have to get Adam on, and we're going to ask Adam a lot of hard questions for fun.
Oh, dude, I was awake, and then I was not awake.
Oh, listen.
And then my phone rung, and it was one of our management people, and I was like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Dude, I do it three times a month. I do it. I'm awake and then I'm not awake, and I get the panic call. The hey, man, you're gonna come in and do the show today? And I'm like,
damn it.
Yeah. But it's a new thing we've developed, especially because listen, you're on the road. You know, you're playing shows, man. This is not a normal time for you to be awake. You worked last night and then traveled, and you probably went to bed around 2 or 3. And it's unusual to be up at this time. You should sleep all the way to the venue, get a night's rest, and then get up and start your day.
Well, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I get it. Above all, so our new thing is we're going to go Karen on people. I'm like, let me talk to the manager. And then we just, those guys are so, man, the second you tell a management team you want to put them on the radio, their heads fly off. Like, that's the last thing in the world want.
It's amazing. Like, they work to make sure that everything else goes that way, but the minute you talk about putting them on the spot, it's like, no.
Dude, how have you been, man? Everything is good. I'm so happy to see you guys out touring and getting past 2020.
Man. Yeah, dude, you know, it's crazy. When last year hit, man, it was just kind of like, oh, God, here we go. You know, what's this going to be? And then, you know, man, we decided to go ahead and put the record out anyway. It's been a whirlwind, to be honest with you, but just the simple fact that we've been able to get back out on the road and playing some music again has been absolutely amazing. You know, I mean, I would have never thought in a million years that we would have had a year without rock and roll. but
who would have?
You know?
Who would have?
I'll take a year without Santa Claus again first, I'll be honest with you.
Sure. Hell, I got to tell you, man, I honestly believe most people take a year without getting laid if you're a musician, because it feels like you weren't getting laid, doesn't it?
I'll be honest with you. I'm married as well, so I understand both sides. but yeah, I'll take a year without getting laid before I take a year without rock and roll again.
Yeah, because it's that time is slipping. Plus, your roots are in working class boots, and so that's what you do. You guys are a road band. You are, in the tradition sense, a road band. You're a working band.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, for us, it's always been we put out records so we can go play live. You know, I mean, it's that a record is a means to another concert for us, essentially. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then when that goes away completely, you know, I mean, it's, damn the money and everything else. It's, you know, at the end of the day, it's who you are and what you do, and you know, man, it was the weirdest thing. It really was.
Well,
you know,
isolation.
I've always been open and honest about my talks and stuff. Dude, I've taken antidepressants and stuff like that for a long time now, and dude, straight up, last year I had to have my medicine switched twice until I finally got everything, just from, you know, going through a year of not literally not being able to be yourself. It takes its toll on you, man, after a bit.
Sure it does. I think the world, if you were struggling anyway, you know, and you're just trying to keep yourself healthy, and then 2020 happened, I think a lot of people, the dam broke for many people. And you know, let's face it, what you do is, it's unnatural emotionally, in terms of you stand on that stage and you pour your heart out through a song, something you've given yourself over to. It's not a 9-to-5 job at a factory. God bless all those guys, but it's a throw of the dice, it's a gamble, and you lay your world out, and then what you receive back is not always about the money. It's about that adoration, about that feeling, about that connection. And then after all those years, somebody strips it away and you're in a silent, empty room by yourself.
Yeah, dude, it's like, you know, I mean, I've always said you got to kind of be a little bit crazy or something to do what we do.
Of course.
Because it's, you know, like you said, you nailed it. You literally bathe your soul every night through song. And, man, it's just, it was the craziest stuff. So the fact that we're able to go out and play rock and roll and everything now, you know, We just got back from the UK, and that tour was unreal. I mean, it's crazy. To be honest with you, for a band like us, man, it's like, you know, after all this, come back and to be doing better than we ever have as far as,
gotta feel
radio
great
and everything like that. It's kind of blown our minds, really, man. But,
well, you need that,
you know,
win.
Yeah, man. I really wish I could put it into perspective.
Well, you know
what being able to get back out on the road to us has been like, man. Because it's like, dude, we went and did that tour in the UK, and, you know, we hadn't been over there in 2.5 years, and we show up to these gigs, and people are selling out the shows and singing the songs louder than they ever have.
I love that.
And, you know, dude, realistically, through my mind, I was going, are people going to remember us? Are people going to remember, you know, what it was like to be at a concert, because it's been so long, especially over there, since they had had anything, you know? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
here in the States, people were like, oh, hell with it. We're still going to party. You
know? Well, but I mean, I think every band out there touring felt the same way. Will they remember us? And then that timer inside of our heads, we know our time is finite and everything has an arc to it, right? Including a band. And so you're like, I'm losing my time. And all of these things really, man, they work against you. I've never, ever been a person who would have ever said I was depressed. And I felt really like off and off and off and off last year. And then at one point I went, man, I think, wow, this really affected me more than I thought it was. And so I just switched stuff up, luckily. But even I, like, who have never faced that, I think the world felt that.
Man, you know, I got a little boy just turned 9 years old about a week ago. And even him, he's 9 years old, he's like, that's am I going to get to go back and see my friends at school and stuff again? And I'm like, and you had to look at a kid and go, I don't know. I really don't know what we're doing here, buddy. You know, we're just having to take it a day at a time and see how it goes.
Yeah. But listen, it is all working itself out. And by the way, I do want to talk about Europe. I love the fact that a band like Blackstone Chariot, if you're just joining the show, Chris Robertson, lead singer for Blackstone, is with us. He's on his way into Kansas City for tomorrow night's show. And Europe, though, I know embraced you guys, and this is what I love, because I think they hear a true Americana, they hear that Kentucky, they hear that big guitar work, and the genuine songs, and they just hunger for it. You know, I know you know who the guys are, but Charlie, I talked to Charlie yesterday from Blackberry Smoke, and you know, and they go to Europe, and it's that truth, that Skinnerd, that ZZ Top, that AC/DC feel, that everything that rings so true. Is to those guys, especially over in Europe, man, isn't it wonderful how much they appreciate it?
It's crazy. We're like the most American sounding rock and roll band of the last 15 years. And our biggest market is outside of the United States.
Isn't it crazy? It's crazy, man. And I've followed that.
It is, man. But, you know, it's one of those things where you don't question it. You just accept it. You go with it.
Hey, man.
But honestly, man, that's always been like the million-dollar question. Is like, what? How do we get it to translate to the States, you know?
Well,
and it's odd because there's been a lot of bands that were that way, you know? Blackberry, where they were doing really well in Europe and stuff before it kind of took off in the States.
Sure. And listen, take your compliments where you can get them. At this stage of my life, I don't care who's asking me to dance. I'm just glad I got asked.
Right? You ain't lying, man. But it's, but no, man, we're just happy to be doing anything we can do.
Sure.
Honestly. I mean, after the way last year went and everything kind of, you know, just being put on hold.
Right.
And then even stuff this year, man, you know, like
everything's weird.
Air tours this year. That are happening, that are not happening, and we're just thankful that every day we get through a show, that there's another show that we got to play.
And I can't remember
so many bands.
I'm sorry, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to step on you.
No, you're good. I just said there's so many bands canceling left and right or having to postpone more shows that any night we get to do a show, we're just thankful to do that.
Well, and I could remember if you'd played Knuckleheads before.
Man, I don't know if we have.
I will tell you, you haven't. If you don't remember, this is, if you have any video crew with you at all, if you have anybody with cameras, you should set them up. It is the goddamnedest place, and I've seen some amazing shows at this place. I used to buy motorcycle parts at this place. This used to be a roadhouse, then it was Fog Cycles, where they would deal with, you know, motorcycle parts and motorcycle maintenance, and then it turned into a bar, like a blues and you know, bar and a jam bar, and then he started doing national acts. This guy Frank, who owns it, who's a great guy, opens up two venues in a really, in, it's underneath a giant factory next to a goddamn train station underneath an overpass. You couldn't create this in a movie set. You'd say it was too much. It is the most fun rock and roll place to play a show.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I got to do the Facebook Marketplace search, too, man. I'm addicted. I can't help it.
Oh, listen, you know, I don't know if you know LeJean from Seven Dust or not.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he lives in Kansas City.
Man, I remember last time we played KC, he came out and hung out with us, but I don't remember what the venue was.
Yeah, so he and I, to your point of Facebook Marketplace, he and I go mantiquing on a disturbing level.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh. John Fred would be right there with y'all.
Oh, dude, come on. Man, I'm telling you, the weirder the better. We will dig through some stores. And not far from you is the West Bottoms. And on a Friday, depending on what time you guys roll in, they may have some stuff open in the afternoon. We might be able to go dig through some stuff.
Man, I will have to let him know for sure.
Yeah.
This dude, I remember one time we were playing the Roxy out in L.A., and John Fred comes off the bus, and sitting by a dumpster is like part of a mantle, like, you know, the top piece of a mantle
sure.
in the house.
Right.
He puts, the next thing I know, I go to get my suitcase out of the bay, and this damn mantle is taking up half the friggin' bay, and we drove it all the way home.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Dumpster diving is a way of life.
Dude, John Fred's the guy that'll wake up in the afternoon, and then, like, we'll be off at a mall or something. And then he'll come wandering back around about 10 o'clock at night with handfuls of stuff that he's went and rubbaged. Cleared sections and just random places, man. It's amazing.
Well, listen, I mean, you guys have that opportunity. Think about it. A band on the road is traveling. You're up in different cities and venues, and you have this access to all these different locations. Why wouldn't you do that? I mean, LJ got to a place where his wife, Ash, was like, look, you cannot keep bringing this stuff home, because he would show up with another 200 pounds of stuff. Like, look what I found. And so he got a cease and desist on bringing everything home.
I do that with guitars, man. That's my problem. I look on Facebook Marketplace every day for guitar and camera gear, and it's unhealthy. But
sure,
I figure if the resources are there, we're meant to do it.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
You know, if we weren't meant to look for what's for sale in every city, Facebook Marketplace would not exist. It's not my fault.
That's how I feel, man. Listen, you know what I found the other day, and I think I told you guys about it on the show, because I think it's going to be worth a little money. I found on Biblio.com, which is a rare book place. But I went down this weird rabbit hole of an auction site. On the auction site, they had, and I don't know if everybody knows this, but Mickey Mouse and Disney used to put out some really hard racist stuff. And it was back in the 30s. So it was called the Mickey Mouse Annual. So it wasn't a comic book, but it was a fairly thick, hardbound book put out by Dean, this publisher. And it's got some terrible stuff in it. But the one I saw was going for a lot of money. I found another one only in fair condition, but still a complete one for $195 and ordered it. So I'm looking forward. It's on its way. So it did go through. So what I'm hoping is they didn't know what they had that I can go ahead and flip this thing. What I'm hoping is Disney just wants to buy them all up so nobody knows about them.
Oh, yeah. Man, you talk about a sketchy past.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I now collect weirds. Yeah, I have a Victorian era hand crank vibrator in my house.
Speechless. It's all that would come out.
Dude.
Hand crank?
Late 1800s. That was called Dr. Macara's Pulsicon, and it was a blood circulator. Throw up your quote fingers. And that was part of, that was how they would masturbate wealthy ladies to get rid of their melancholy. Because apparently, ladies without an orgasm get very melancholy.
Well, hey, melancholia is a problem now. Come on. We can't be having women walking around just being sad for no damn reason.
No, and I know we have some mutual friends. So Jesse Dupree from Jackal, I've known him, you know, like you forever, and I've known him 30 years. And he comes into my house 3 weeks ago. He was coming through town with the guys, and he came by himself, and he sat down, and I saw him start taking inventory around my house. And even after 30 years, I realized I freaked him out a little bit.
That's awesome.
And you know, if you can freak Dupree out, you've done something. He looked around and just went, God damn. I think it was the arrangement of clown heads.
James can look around and say, look around and go, oh, this dude's weirder than I am.
Yeah.
And then you've done something.
Sure.
You've done something.
Listen, man, I'm going to come out to the show tomorrow night. I'm really excited about it. And I know you guys have a great opener with you. It's going to be a great venue to see Blackstone Jerry. And I'm happy to see you guys.
The Thunderbolts are awesome.
Yeah.
The Georgia Thunderbolts are absolutely awesome. They're a great band.
How'd you find those no goods?
Man, well, they're not even from Georgia. It's a running joke. No, they really are. They're a bunch of country boys, man. And if y'all think we're country, damn yard see these boys. But they're, man, John Fred's dad actually found them. Kind of same thing as us, man. He's been working with them for a while, you know, just kind of teaching them the ways and everything. And they got a deal through Mascot. And, man, they've kind of become part of the family at this point, you know, with John Fred's daddy working with them and them doing a bunch of shows with us. And we just like them. You know, they're good dudes, a great band, and they're like-minded people.
Yeah, yeah, and isn't it fun to take a band out with just a little less experience and kind of run them down that road a little bit and watch how it unfolds for them?
Oh, dude, we give them hell every day. It's been amazing because, like, our first two tours we ever did were with Saliva, and then we went out with Buck Cherry. And while they were both great to us, they busted our asses pretty good, too, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Because it was, you know, our first tour. So for us, man, it's been amazing, but it's kind of like having your little brothers on tour at the same time.
Right.
So as much as you want to bust their balls, you also like want to kind of be like, man, is there anything y'all need? You need to do anything like this? You
right.
know, y'all need any extra help or anything? But
yeah,
but man, we're honest to God, we're so damn tickled to be back out playing music that. If the sun don't shine, it's okay because we get to play rock and roll at the end of the night.
That's right. That's exactly right. If the sun's not shining, it's okay, man, because you have to believe in your heart it is going to shine again. And if it's shining, you got to know it's going to rain again. And that's just the way this life is. It just is.
Well, the rock and roll don't start till the lights go down anyways.
Right. And that brings me to like some of the great songs. Like if you're just now finding out about Blackstone Cherry, shame on you, but still do it. Like Lonely Train or Blind Man or White Trash Millionaire, Bad Habit. I mean, you just think Boom Boom. Just, I mean, that's the thing I think that Europe fell in love with, I fell in love with, what fans of Blackstone fell in love with was just the truth, the reality, the honesty of it all. It's just, it comes from a genuine place.
Man, you know, I remember a long time ago watching Freebird, the movie,
mm-hmm.
and Ronnie Van Zant talking about, he said, we write about what we know, you know, they wrote songs about things they understood and they knew, and that's what we try to do, man. You know, whether it's a song about having a good time or whether it's a serious song about something somebody's been through, you know, it's all about writing the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and hell, I don't know how to do nothing else. You know, that's all we've ever done.
Well, no, it's the human condition, just like the album.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you know, and we put out a bunch of records, man. But I'd like to think that we put out a bunch of great records, and we'll continue to do so.
No, it'll be great. I'm excited about tomorrow night. Listen, we'll catch up tomorrow. Blackstone Cherry, Knuckleheads, come and see him. The show's on, and it's going to be a fantastic weekend. So, listen, Chris, you hold on a second, man. I appreciate you jumping up and talking to us this morning. I really do, my friend.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for having me.
All right, stay right there. Hold on a second, man. Blackstone Cherry. You want to go?
But you can't judge a book. Looking out the cover, you can love someone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.